Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good morning, and everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today of Not Women Who Lead. Today we have a dedicated dude on our show, so I get pretty excited about that. But we're going to be talking about, and our theme and title for the show today is about leadership and the importance of passion and focus in an organization. So I'm delighted to introduce our leading man today, who is Jeff Blanton, and he is the president of the Blanton Group. He is also the muy famosa author of Jailbreak Leadership. So Jeff, say hello and welcome to Women Lead Radio. Say hello to our listeners, my man.
Well, thanks for the invite, Michelle. I'm excited to be here. Yeah, I was listening to that introduction. I thought, oh, you better clarify. I'm not a woman. I might confuse people.
Exactly. Women Lead Radio, I'm confused. Why is there a guy? I mean, you know, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to start out with this one. And I, you know, again, out of full disclosure, you know, Women Lead Radio is brought to you by our incredible association, Connected Women of Influence. I got to say, you know, out of happiness there. But, you know, we also embrace men to what our passion and purpose is, which is women's advancement. And you are one of our new members. So I'm really curious, if you don't mind sharing, it's like, for you, it's like, how is it exciting, or like, are you kind of like a little bit concerned or scared in joining a women's association? And then we're going to get to your book, but you're just one of our new members. So I'm curious, you know, for you, what was the reason you wanted to be a part of Connected Women of Influence, which is super cool for us. And I have an answer, but I want to hear what yours is.
Well, it was kind of funny you say that, because my first official event was last week, which at the Christmas party. As I was sharing with you before, on my way in, I was a little like, okay, let's see how this is going to go. Am I going to be the only guy that's in this whole thing? And but I got to tell you, there's a couple other fellows there that I know. And, you know, it was great. I mean, the passion, the excitement is there. And it's a lot of the reasons that I wanted to join the group. I'm all about a leadership movement, about how we should be leading differently. And quite honestly, I believe that women are inherently probably fall more into what I'm trying to do than men do. So I want to be part of the women's leadership movement and help bring some tools to help make that happen.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And, you know, we've had conversations about this amazing book, you know, that you've come out with, and that it's called, you know, the Jailbreak Leadership, and it's a movement. I want to say you're part of a movement as well. And, you know, for our listeners, and first of all, thank you for being part of our tribe and, you know, taking that leap, because so many men will say that CWI, what is it about? You know, I mean, they have no clue, and yet we are so passionate about women's advancement, but understanding that, ladies, this is to all of our listeners, we're not an island. You know what I mean? It's like it's both genders that make the world do what it does, good or bad, I'm going to say. And so we equally embrace men, you know, that get what our passion and our process is and what we believe in, which is more women should, you know, advance and lead the way in business, however they define that. So thank you for being a part of us, and thank you for letting me get that out. But let's talk about your book. Can we talk about your book, this amazing book? I'm like, Jailbreak Leadership? This is where you had me at your title, and I think that's a pretty cool thing when an author gets people to stop and go, what? Jailbreak Leadership? Tell us in an overview sense, Jeff, what is Jailbreak Leadership about? Because it's an awesome title.
Well, the big idea, Michelle, is that I believe that often what happens to us is we get programmed in a certain wrong way. We adapt to the world based on what we're being told the world looks like. Our parents kind of point us in a certain direction. You know, you need to go get a job over here because that's how you know, a good way to get paid. And we try and adopt a leadership styles based on what we see people doing or thinking about, and saying, well, don't ever do that or do this. And what happens over time is we really become something other than really what we are. And that's where the jail comes in. I call it the jail of our mind. And so the goal here is,
wow,
like, what would happen if we were to bust out of that jail and really get back to who we really are, who is our authentic self, and then use that as a leader and bring that to the party. So the whole process is really about getting back to our authentic selves, what our core purpose is, our natural strengths and talents, and how do we lean into that for our leadership and invite other people into that.
It's like it makes me think of how much burden is put on so many of us when we go to college, choosing, what we're going to focus on, the first career, the building of that career, or, scooting over and changing lanes into entrepreneurship. And, there is a lot of jail going on with that, right? Because you just, expectations and all of that. How do you help people, how does the book, maybe, I think the bigger question is the book, how does the book kind of help people break out of that? Because it's hard to make a shift. It's hard, you feel like you're stuck, in the decisions you've made, and yet this is your whole thing of how you do what you love. Tell a little bit more about how people can make that shift.
Yeah, so a little bit more of the thing I'm looking at is the kind of the key thing is that we get caught up by the world model of success. And so business becomes this thing where we want to go out and have success, which is all about making money, and we want a little bit more power. And if we're successful and powerful, then we get to go buy stuff, right? So those are the big three things the world's continuously telling us that's what it's all about. And to your point, you get out of college and you kind of work your way up the ladder. And I think one of the places that shows up is in that midlife crisis, about 40, a little earlier for men, a little later, earlier for women, later for men, where all of a sudden you go, I've been chasing the success thing. And I might have had success, but somehow it's not fulfilling. For me personally, I call that smoldering discontent. Every time you get to the top of the mountain, you grind your way up there, only to find out, well, this isn't it. Now what's next? And you go, this just can't keep going on and on. So for me personally, when that happened, I said I had really three choices. One was keep on keeping on, which I think 90% of the people do. And they said, well, work is just work, and that is what it is. Or you go for number two, which I went for, which is double down, go bigger, go better. But then I realized that was really the definition of insanity. I was still doing the same thing. Or three, do something different. So in my corporate life, I was always really successful at leading organizations and teams with great purpose and mission and vision and inviting people in. And I thought, man, if I really knew what my own personal purpose was, that would be a game changer. So about 15, 20 years ago, that's when I started exploring, what is my purpose? And I have to tell you, Michelle, it wasn't easy. I was looking and looking and looking, and I was challenged. It just never seemed to quite land on it. And then two things occurred for me. One was a change of definition. Because I was always looking at the different world versions of purpose. Always it was about me. But what do I want? Who should I be? Which fits the world's model. And then that definition got flipped around to it wasn't about me. So the definition I use today is the unique thing I do for others. And when all of a sudden it flipped the other way, it opened up the world in a whole different way of seeing it. And the second piece was, interesting long story, but I was on a sabbatical. And at the sabbatical, I was with this group of guys, and one by one, something would happen, and some individual in the group would step up and go do their thing. And they would say, well, I know, I always do that in that situation. And at the end of the week I was there, guess what? My turn came up, which sort of sealed the deal for me, and I realized, I think maybe we're already on purpose. We just never identified as such. So by changing the definition and recognizing it exists, then that means, wow, I think we can go figure this thing out. And so I have a little process in the book called The Unscripted Moment, which helps walk you through by really storytelling to look at times in life where you were on purpose. And when we dig into the story and say, well, what exactly were you doing? How do you describe that? And what were you hoping for? So at the end of the day, our purpose is only two words. It's an action word and an outcome. And that's the thing that we do. That's the core thing that we do. And finding that to be a game changer for people. And then the second thing that happens, which is sort of the why, the Simon Sinek piece, is that when you're on purpose, it's what people receive from you. That's I call it the calling or the why behind this. So now you know what you're supposed to do, why people are doing it. And the third piece is look at the things that you're already passionate about. And so in my case, we work in the workspace. So what's in work? What's exciting to you? What things you think need to be solved in the world? And then call people into that. So that's the process at the simplest level. And it's not difficult. You're already doing it. We're just unpacking it for you.
Do you find, Jeff, that companies embrace this? Is it difficult for the companies you work for to implement the whole leadership? I mean, it's a different way of thinking, and it's definitely a different way for companies to get the best out of their teams and their employees and even maybe their, you know, stockholders in some cases. It's like how do companies resonate with this? Do they, you know, maybe give an example or something without, of course, saying the company name if you don't want to, but what's kind of like, what are you finding is the welcome response or weird response from companies?
Well, what I see is that our tagline is making work meaningful. So you know the statistics, Michelle. 70% of people are just showing up at work to sort of turn in.
Yeah.
They could be, you know, I'm satisfied, it's okay, but we're just trading time for money, really living for the weekend, giving no extra effort. It's hard to hire people. People are ready to leave companies and move to the next company just because there's some more money over there. So it really solves this problem of saying, how do we get people to show up with their full potential? You know, how do we release this full potential of them? But it starts with the leadership. I mean, I really won't work with a company where it's not the leader, the CEO of the company, because it's really about the CEO saying, A, my people are the most important asset in my business, and how do I bring them into the organization in a way that I can really turn them on? And so what we see is there's really two pieces. You work with the leader to help them discover their purpose, because quite honestly, there's a pretty good chance if they're not there, they will be there. They'll be in that smoldering discontent that I was describing. And so how do we get them excited and then cascade that into the organization? So their purpose now becomes the larger thing we're inviting the balance of the organization into. Employees, your customers, your key vendors. And then looking at the individual saying, now how do they best contribute? What is their purpose? What are their strengths? How do they bring that into the organization? So it's really a win-win. But for me, it has to be a company where they already believe people are the key asset, that that's the focus. It's not the bottom line. It's about my people. I get my people right, everything else will work out just the way I hope, and then some.
You know, I know this is a side note, but do you find it interesting that so much of the media says that companies are just horrible of what they think about their employees, and yet most of the company CEOs and owners and presidents that I know, it's like they are so passionate about seeing and wanting to give the best to their employees and get the best from them. So I mean, to me, it's like I would love to say, you know, the media gets it so wrong on so many levels, but what is your take about what you find? Do you find, you know, a lot of these CEO and leaders really do care about their employees and obviously how they perform, but this is a huge benefit to them, you know, to figure out. It's also a threat to a company. How do you find, you know, that piece of it, right? When you start helping people figure out, it's like what their true purpose and meaning is.
Well, there's definitely both. There's definitely both. Without a doubt, I mean, the mantra for so many years now has been, it's all about the bottom line. It's all about profits, about shareholder value. And so that's been the focus. But there's a big wave that's been starting to occur. And I like to look 20 years ago. Remember the book, Good to Great, Michelle?
Oh, yeah. Read it cover to cover.
Jim Collins. Yeah, we went and looked at the best companies and what they do. And what did that lead to? Man, there's not a company in America today that doesn't have a plaque on the wall that says, here's my mission and here's my vision. Right. Unfortunately,
you're so right.
It's a plaque on the wall. You know, they went on for 3 hours and they did this big kumbaya. 10 years later, comes out. No, you're missing a key element. You need to know why you're doing, not just what you're doing. So everybody's, the why. Here we are, 10 years later, in 2019, almost 2020, and we're still looking at the 70% problem. And I think the reality is we've never really figured out how to turn it on. And that's what the Jailbreak Leadership Movement is all about. How do we turn this on? Let me share another little interesting statistic with you, Michelle. The Harvard Business Review wrote up an article where they did a study. They went out and they asked all these CEOs, so from Fortune 100 companies on down to startups, international, big database, and they said, do you know, you're a successful business person, probably got the mission and vision plaque on your wall, but do you know personally, do you know what your personal purpose is? And can you believe that 80% said, I don't know? And then they said, of the 20%, it gets worse. So the 20% that said, I know it, they asked one more question. They said, well, you know it, but have you written it down? Are you using it? Can you kind of demonstrate that you actually know it? Well, guess what? 80-20 rule again. So now we're looking at 4% of the people that are running these companies that we're looking for, you know, saying, hey, these are the people we're going to follow, actually don't really know who they are, what their purpose in life is, what their calling in life is. And so I don't know how you can be a great leader without really understanding who you are. So that's what Jailbreak Leadership is all about, is how do we take those great concepts from Good to Great and from Simon Sinek and say, how do we actually go turn it on? And that's the process we have today. How do we actually bring that into the organization to change the way the business is being run? Give people the freedom to truly lead the way that they should be leading from their power, their strengths, and what they've been called to do.
Wow. I mean, seriously, when you talk, it's fascinating to me because, you know, the passion in your voice, you know, comes through, which is super awesome, right? First of all, you have good voice. We'll just go with that. All of our listeners need to know you have a good radio voice, but, you know, you have such passion in what you're talking about. And I think that's a big deal as well. But how, you know, Jeff, I think this is where I'm struggling. It's like, give an example of a leader that made the shift. I think that would be powerful for our listeners to hear, is what was the process? You know, again, with what you can share, what was the outcome and how has that made such a significant difference? I mean, can you give an example with a company or a leader
Sure.
that you worked with and what the outcome was?
Sure. I'm working with a current client who's an attorney. And so this is a kind of classic, I think, what we see a lot of the leaders in the women of influence. Here's this person that had kind of like the corporate career, worked for the larger law firm, working his way up to go be a, you know, the partner in the organization, and kind of hits this place saying, I know this business isn't working for me. So what's his answer? Similar to mine, when I sort of ran my corporate career to it then, I said, all right, I'm going to go do my own thing. So now he's been out doing his own thing for like the last 10 years, and you know, that's a struggle, right? You know, you want to go do this thing, and you got these ideas about what it should look like, but, you know, it's just really, really hard. And he's really trying to say, maybe I shouldn't even be an attorney anymore. Right? I need to look at this a little bit differently. And so he engaged with me, and we did his – well, first off, we start with strengths, right? We do strength finders, but we want to know, you know, where's your power zone? You know, where are your strengths? Where are your talents? We do some guiding principle work, and then we did what's your purpose. So after we did the work with purpose, interesting enough, his two words were giving grace. And if you know the guy, he's just like this really nice guy, kind of a gentle guy. And so – once you know your purpose, then you explore and say, well, what happens? What happens for people when you're actually in one of these purpose moments, when we tell the story? And what we landed on was he actually gives peace. And he has this whole history. You always go like, what have people been saying to your whole life? And even in that week, you got a kind of a testimonial back from a client that said, you know, you stepped into this big, messy thing we got going on with the lawsuit, and you just gave us peace. So that's what people receive from him when he's on purpose. Is that, you tracking that, make all sense? So then what we do is we now say, okay, how do we use that idea to inform what you're doing in your business? And when we started to explore the business side of things, he really has this different idea that law really should be practiced differently, that we should be using law in a different way than just trying to find the bottom line of everything, but it should be more of a positive outcome for companies. And so he said, and all of a sudden he started having this mantra of, you know, practicing law in a different way. And we're going, well, but why? And he actually landed on the idea of eliminating the fear from the leader. So all of a sudden that became this mantra for his business. So I said, okay, usually when we land on things, they go, all right, go live with that for a week. Let's see how it resonates. Well, the very next day he was having a meeting with a client, brand new client. This daughter's taking over this really large business. She's already the CEO, the COO of the business from her parents. And they had this big legal issue kind of hanging over there. And so he went and met with her, and he approached that meeting with this whole idea of how do I eliminate fear? So if you think about it, most attorneys are focused on really playing to fear. Oh, you're being sued? Hire me for $50,000 so I can save you, right? I mean, fear is the idea behind their sales pitch. Well, he completely flips it on the other side. He sends me a testimonial, says, I just had the best meeting I've had in 16 years with this new client, by approaching it from this idea of who he is and what he's trying to bring to the world. So the legal piece is giving him the platform. That's what he does. He's still a lawyer doing lawyer things, but now he gets to bring the legal piece to the party in a whole different way. Does that make sense as an example?
Awesome. I think it's awesome. I mean, because it's like it really wasn't anything big or different. It was how he led the client, right? I mean, that, am I getting it right? That it's almost like a simple piece, but it's mind and how he exhibited things, that was the big shift.
So now when he thinks about his business, Michelle, everything he looks at from how do we bill? Because doesn't the billing, doesn't that cause anxiety and fear in the client? Like, oh, what's this going to cost me? All right, well, how do I do billing different than all the other law firms in the world? Because I don't want to have that in my conversation. So when you start looking at everything that you do, you start to look at from the perspective of how do I deliver on the idea that I want to take fear out of that conversation?
Wow. Seriously, that's kind of stopping me for a moment.
So think about this for a second.
Yeah,
so this
keep
is
going.
More the individual contributor. So I had a client, a friend of mine, and she had been working for a company for 13 years. It was a startup. They were successful. And she'd been there for 13 years and was all good, but it sort of run its course. Right? You know, I've been here. The excitement's sort of gone. I'm just doing what I'm doing. And I'm thinking about making a move into a different sort of career. But before I do that, I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. I don't want to just leap and find out I did the wrong thing. So she came to me and said, I'd like to do this process for you, Jeff. So we do the process. We land on her two words. And once again, I say, go live it for a week and see what it looks like. Well, in her case, her two words were clarifying perspective. So she has this unique thing of being able to walk into when two people are struggling, like maybe they're arguing or an employee's having difficulty with their boss, whatever it is, we got kind of a conflict between two people. She just naturally likes to step in the middle of it and kind of opens up people's eyes in a way that they can see each other's stories. Anyway, she goes off. Week comes back a week later. I said, hey, how's it going? She said, well, first off, just this morning, I was clarifying for some perspective for my granddaughter. But at work, Jeff, it's unbelievable. I can't believe how often I get to do what I do. And then what happened to her is all of a sudden she felt more empowered to do what she was doing. And now all of a sudden she's going, I have no reason to leave. I can't imagine getting to go anywhere else in the world to get to do what I do at this company. So absolutely nothing changed in her job, but so she went from, I think it's time to leave, to being completely on fire around what she was doing. And crazy enough, same job, same thing, same boss, she got a 30% raise the other day. So someone noticed something dramatically different, but that's what changed. All of a sudden she was able to say, I get who I am. I get the value I'm bringing to this organization. Let me step into this in a bigger way, and let's go make this thing happen. So you can imagine sitting at a table with a department, with six people in your department, and everyone knows each other from that perspective. And you can start to say, how do we divvy up the work more in line with who the people are sitting around the table? What does that do for your organization?
Oh, geez. Okay. Loving that. I'm sitting here thinking there's probably listeners in our listening audience that are saying, gosh, this sounds amazing. I would really want to work with that kind of passion and purpose. What if my company doesn't embrace that? How would an individual kind of go about, you know, finding or what we'd call, right, making sure they're in alignment with the company they work with? Is there a process for that?
Well, we work with sole entrepreneurs and we work with businesses. So just like that individual I just spoke about, she came in saying, boy, I've got a job and, you know, I'm thinking about doing something different. But we did the work with her in a way that all of a sudden she was able to see in reality who she was and what was happening in her current work. It might have been like, yeah, now I see how I want to move on to my next thing. So it's really bringing clarity to who you are. So to connect with me, just, you know, reach out to me and, well, you know, if you're a good candidate, you want to do it, then we'll do the process with you. We can do it remotely or we can do it face-to-face. So, yeah. Did I answer your
question?
That's
awesome. And no, you did. And if people want to reach you, how do you want to be contacted? Which is a great question as well.
Yeah. Well, so you start out by going to the Blanton Group. That's Be Like a Boy, Lanton Group.com. Go to the website, get some more information. I can connect with my podcast. Hear some from some other people that have gone through the process. Lots of multiple ways to contact me there. Or you can also contact me directly at Jay Blanton, J for Jeff, Blanton, B-L-A-N-T-O-N, at blantongroup.com.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think this is good. I mean, I know you also, you are looking forward to our listeners. It's like if anybody as a company wants to bring you in, you do lunch and learns and speaking at, with companies. Talk a little bit about that and how somebody could maybe bring you into their organization if they hear you.
Yes, for sure, Michelle. I do public speaking. I love to do public speaking. That's one of my favorite things to do. So if you have a professional organization that's looking for a speaker to come in to talk about how to bring passion and focus to our organization, love to talk to you. And I'm also happy to do that for corporate folks at a lunchtime. Come in, spend 30, 45 minutes with your department or management team. My goal is that, like I said, we're trying to create a movement here on how do we bring this to life, how do we take this to the next level of bringing our purpose, bringing our calling, and turning that into passion. And the backside of this is also how do we actually bring this into an organization is really through the strategic planning process. So we actually help companies flesh out their strategic plan in one simple one sheet, but it's driven by this whole purpose concept that I was just sharing with you. So it's a whole integrated, holistic approach for bringing into your organization.
Wow, that's super awesome. And then this is a time when companies are doing strategic planning and they're really thinking things through. This is going to be, we've only got a couple minutes left, but I'm curious, like, how can a company identify they need you? I mean, really drive it home for how they have people listening. And it's like, you know, if somebody works for a company, we talked about that, but what are some of the key indicators that will say, man, this company really needs to bring you in, if you don't mind sharing?
Sure, sure. So my ideal client and people I look to work with are really successful companies that are going to the next level. If you're a company that's struggling just to get the product out the door, and your day-to-day activities are kind of consuming everything you're doing, this is not the answer for you. I mean, this is really how do we go to the next level of success in our organization. But one of the things we're trying to do here, though, is we're trying to take to the next level really through your people. How do we really bring greater passion for all the people in your organization? So if you're saying, man, I would like to see my people show up at work on Monday morning with the same passion they have for their hobby on Saturday, then this is what you want to do. You want to bring this in where people are on fire for what you're doing. Your customers are raving about who you are and what you do as an organization. Your key vendors are putting you at the top of their list for customer service. If that's what you're looking for in your company, then Jailbreak Leadership is the answer for you.
I love that. You know, can we get the government offices to kind of take it, embrace this a little bit? You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink. The very happy government employees. I don't know on that one. Can you change the world on that one, Jeff?
That's our goal. We want to change everyone's job. I have a good friend that took a job here 6 months ago, very excited when she took this position. The company was doing something, kind of back to the mission and vision, in line with what she does personally, all excited. And now she's 6 months into the program and saying, I really think I need to be moving on to another company because things just aren't lighting up. She's not having the opportunity to do what she thought she was going to get to do. And I think that's just a sad state. It's a sad state for the individual. And if you're the business leader, I mean, this is horrific. Look at the potential that's being lost when 70% of your people are just sort of showing up and turning the crank and saying, thanks, we'll see you, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll do it again tomorrow. I mean, changing that equation, where work should be like the most passionate thing we get to do all week. It can be
where we spend most of our time, right?
We spend most of our time there, so it should be something Monday morning rolls around. You're excited to get to work.
Love it. Okay, my final question. This is going to be your final answer because we're out of time. But, I always ask my guests, and I'm going to ask you the same thing. It's like, if you could leave us with something that was motivational or inspirational or telling us that we've got this and we can take it on, it's like, leave us with something pretty special, and that's how we'll end the show. What do you got? No pressure or anything, Jeff.
So what I want to share is everything I talked about in the last 30 minutes, you already have it. This isn't like you have to go out and go study and learn something and become a different person. What we're really trying to do is give you the freedom to really be who you are, that you've been put in jail over the last 10, 20, 30 years, 40 years, however long you've been on this earth. You've been being programmed by the world's model of success. And the whole idea here is let us help you bust out of jail, get you back to who you truly, truly are, show you how to turn that on and change the game around you. It's going to be phenomenal. The key is you're already doing it. We just got to help you unpack it and figure out how to bring it to life in a big way in everything you're doing. And oh, by the way, it's across your life. We focus on bringing it to life in business. But just like that story I said, I was doing it this morning with my granddaughter. What you do everywhere.
That's like a drop the mic. I think we say bam, don't we? Is that what we say?
I'm talking
bam.
Like computers.
All right. I love it. I adore you. It's like to all of our listeners, you know, if you don't reach out to Jeff, it's like you can get Jailbreak Leadership online. It's Jailbreak Leadership by Jeff Blanton. Awesome book. I've read it. I'm reading it again. You inspire me, Jeff. I hope all of you enjoyed our show today on Jailbreak Leadership as a movement. You know, we can move the needle forward. We can change things if we want to. Jeff, you were an amazing, you know, leader today. So thank you for being our leading dude. We usually have women, so this was a treat for us. To all of our listeners, thank you so much for your loyalty. It's the holiday season, so hopefully you are enjoying time in the next few days with family or friends or taking some time off. But do get the book, Jailbreak Leadership, and have a wonderful holiday season. One of the things I always challenge all of you as our listeners is take a moment and be supportive of other women, because we are definitely better together. In that scope, happy holidays. And we'll see you either Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific time or Fridays at 2 p.m. And happy, happy holidays.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.